Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to get off to a solid start today. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be up by a little under 0.75%. So when you compare that to what we saw for US and European markets, it's a little bit underdone compared to the gains on both US and European markets last night. But I suppose more importantly, what we saw in Northern Hemisphere trade was one of the more encouraging sessions that we have seen in recent weeks. And it was really defined by improvements for technology and bank stocks on both sides of the Atlantic. So when you look at the US performance, the broader market, the S&P 500, was up by just under 1.5%, but it was the NASDAQ that really dragged the rest of them off. That index was up by 1.8%. There was an important catalyst for that in the form of the gains for the chip makers led by Intel shares. So this organization had its best day since November of last year. Part of the reason for it is that they've been developing a chip that is being brought to market a little bit earlier than what the market had anticipated. It's aimed at the cloud computing market. Analysts are predicting that this will have an impact on the earnings profile. The shares were up by 7% for Intel, but it was a tide that lifted most boats, and a whole bunch of other names were lifted as a result. Micron Technology, for example, up by about 7%. Nvidia, AMD were up in the order of around 2%. We had the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index do very nicely as well. That index up by 3.2% last night. So that's a reflection of the groundswell of gains that we saw in the tech sector, but specifically for the chip makers. Financials also did quite well last night in the US. We'll get to that in a moment. So the important thing to note that in the last couple of days, we have been hearing from the vice chairman of supervision at the US Federal Reserve. He's been testifying in front of Congress, and he's made the point on several occasions that there is a sense that the authorities in the US have been able to ring fence the challenges in the financial space. The penny probably dropped more today than it has in recent sessions. There have been some other discussions as well as to how the bank bailouts are going to be paid for as well. That's an interesting conversation, which probably didn't have much of an impact today. But what you saw is your more marginal bank names do quite well, but also your bread and butter cornerstone financial names like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citigroup all did quite nicely last night in the US. So they were up in the order of around 2%. So between what was going on in tech, what was going on in banks, it all translated to be quite a positive session. The Dow finished with a gain of about 1%. The European market, quite similar in its complexion in terms of what drove the market higher. It was, again, the technology names that did well. Infineon and ST Microelectronics did well. They were up in the order of 76%. Real estate stocks did well, but the bank stocks made quite a difference. So the Stoxx 600 bank index last night was up quite smartly. That index was up by about 2%. Your second tier names in Europe did a little bit better last night. Deutsche Bank amongst them, for example, up by about 2.5%. Barclays up 3%. So that was the mainstay, if you like, of the gains where Europe was concerned. We saw a little bit of a bump higher for US European government bonds rather last night. So German bunds are up in the order of around 7 to 6 basis points compared to US treasuries of the same maturity, which weren't much moved. So that's quite interesting because they've been jumping around quite a lot, those US treasuries, over the course of recent days. So looking ahead to the local market today, we're going to be seeing a whole bunch of REITs going ex-dividend. So keep an eye out for that. We've got the monthly job vacancies figures to look at. That's not going to make an impression. The market will still be keying off those benign inflation numbers yesterday, which present an opportunity for the Reserve Bank to leave rates on hold next week. That's what the market is predicting, that they'll do just that. And that has been a factor which has been weighing on the Aussie dollar overnight. So it's back to around 66.8 US cents.